Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
A very important week this week, Tools, becoming the Learn to Swim Week. It actually kicked off on Saturday, and we know the stats, and we need to create awareness. So the stats are drowning, the number one cause of accidental death under the age of five, and that is very serious. And being Australian, what it is and how much we love to swim and get into the water, we need to get rid of that stat.
Well, especially here along the Coffs Coast, where, you know, especially with this warm weather, there's people out all the time swimming. So this week we actually want to focus on you and your story, because you don't know how to swim at the age of 35 years old.
Well, are you genuinely concerned about being?
Yes.
I mean, do you often go out to the
beach? I always
do
say that. I say it to you all the time. Yeah. Like, I think about it when I go down to the beach, and all I want is for you to actually get in the ocean and go on the waves, because that's just for me.
Yeah.
It's like, that's living.
That's your zen. That is where you get your peace. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think, like a lot of people, I think there would be a lot of adults where it would be able to resonate with them, my story. I think I wouldn't be the only one that isn't a confident swimmer, but mind you, I can't even tread water in deep water.
Yeah.
So that's something that we need to get, you know, used to, I guess.
And we do bag it out sometimes, but at the end of the day, this is the case for a lot of people.
Sure.
And so from you, it was the fact that you were just never taught. It's got nothing to do with being from South Australia.
No. South Australians are great swimmers, as we know. But I think when you're growing up and when you have parents that split up at a young age, like so many families here in Australia, Dad had three kids, and he was working two jobs to keep us in private school. And I remember I was going to St. Ignatius at the time, and I always found a way how to get out of swimming lessons, you know, because I wasn't a bad talker back then. I could talk some crap like I can now.
Yes.
So I used to tell the teachers fibs, and I used to get out of it because my confidence wasn't high, and Dad just couldn't stay on to the teachers. And I think teachers do a really good job of making sure that kids do it when they're younger, but they also need the parents to be right behind them, forcing them to go. And Dad never did that. So he would feel really upset listening to this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was just trying to keep us in private school once Mum left. So that was really tough. And I think a lot of people can understand that.
And then I think as well, after that, not learning from a kid, it's just not something you take the initiative to do.
That's
right. Is it because you're embarrassed?
Well, you become more impressionable as you get older. And by the time it got to sports day, I think it was in year six, and I remember Mr. Tooby, I'll never forget his name. We had green, red, blue, yellow, like a lot of other, you know, house colours. And he said, Joel, today, you know, you're racing for Campion Green. We need you to jump in 100-metre freestyle. And in year six, I said, Mr. Toomey, I said, there's no way I could swim. And he said, Joel, I've seen you play soccer. I've seen you play tennis. I've seen you do the relay in running. You can swim, mate. You're a bit of an athlete. And I said, sir, I can't. And he goes, bullshit. And he threw me in. And that was in the deep end. Next thing you know, I'm underwater. And I'll never forget that experience. I mean, it's just the worst feeling ever. I mean, you're anxious. Someone had to save me. And from then, from year six, I haven't really conquered being underwater. It's tight-chested and, you know, I get anxious. It's my Achilles heel. I mean, I'm the biggest. I can do most things, but that would be my Achilles heel.
Sure.
Getting underneath the water and feeling comfortable about it.
Yes.
And I'm 35 years of age.
And that's good that you're sharing that and opening up, because we need to break down the walls here and the stigma as well.
Yes.
And perception around it, and say, look, it's okay no matter what age you are. If you do or don't know how to swim, it's a great idea to actually learn.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do this week.
And look, if, you know, there are single parents out there that you're thinking, what should I do? I guess just communicate with teachers at school as much as you can, because they are the ones that are looking after your kids. They are the ones that have that responsibility as well. So if you can communicate that, you'll go a long way in helping your kids get the skills they need in the water.
Absolutely. It is Learn to Swim Week this week. We are going to focus on it, and we're going to get a lot of stuff done.
Laurie Lawrence on the show tomorrow as well.
Get up with Joel and Jules for the Hoey Moey 750 feeds.